will vote on proposals, or at least one proposal, that would eliminate, or rather postpone, the deadline for the sequester, a balanced proposal that the president supports, a balanced proposal that a majority of the Senate will support, unfortunately, a proposal that, while earning a majority vote, is likely to be blocked by Republican leaders.
All right, is it economic Armageddon or a whole lot of hype? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That was the voice of the White House spokesperson. That would be Jay Carney. Here's the deal. The White House says the cuts aren't going to go into effect until 12 a.m. on Saturday, and that's hours after this Friday sequester summit. That's what it's being called. So who are the four congressional leaders that are going to meet with the Prez? John Boehner, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell. They're going to be at the White House on Friday to try to negotiate a way to avoid the spending cuts that both sides say should be avoided. So it'll come after the cuts actually go into effect, which would be midnight on Thursday, let's face it. But Press Secretary Jay Carney talking there about the Senate and the steel and that deal wouldn't really confirm the meeting, but there is no doubt that there is a meeting that is scheduled. So go figure. It's happening. Still, with all of this conversation about $85 billion being cut and furloughs and long lines at airports and illegals running into the wild being thrown out of deportation and the pandemonium that will ensue, and now we're not going to have enough people to protect us, so who knows what could happen. We're not as safe as we were, since some of the FBI agents and CIA and other people are going to have to be furloughed a day here, a day there. So with this deadline, it's forced federal spending cuts is closing in on us fast. Let the axe swing or stop the axe in midair. Here's what's curious. An ABC Washington Post poll that was released on Wednesday morning showed that two-thirds of you, the public, disapprove of how Congress, the Republicans, are handling the issue of federal spending. Only 26 gave a thumbs up. A slight majority, 52%, disapprove of how Obama is handling the issue, but his 43 approval rating on federal spending is 17 points higher than that of congressional Republicans. Another point that's easy to make, NBC News, Wall Street Journal, from Tuesday, shows that Americans are divided over whether Obama is emphasizing unifying the country or is he taking a partisan approach. But a 3-1 margin say that congressional Republicans are putting partisan ship over unity. So really, it seems pretty much like a losing scenario for the Republicans, but maybe losing all the way around, depending on what happens now here in the, in the ninth hour. So we got to have some cost cutting. How can we save the economy? How can we save ourselves from ourselves? How can we save the U.S. economy from bankruptcy? And the answer is, we are a sinking ship, and we have got to start to bail. We have to bail. And there are areas where you don't want to see some people in the military suffer, but we've wasted so much of our money, my money, your money, taxpayer money, that now we're in this situation, and that's it. We're in this situation. So I think some of the charities are going to have to step up if we're talking about, some of these programs. We're going to have to, the president said the other day, do I take money away from a crippled child do I take money away from a handicapped child or a poor child? And the answer is, what is going to have to happen is other people are going to have to step to the plate. Because at some point, with the fat cat bulging government we have, I mean, I don't care what your politics are, really. You got to look at this through not rose-colored glasses, through realistic pair of glasses that can make you see, like the new Google glasses. And you got to look at the facts are the facts. And we can't with this petty political nonsense that's going on by these people who are so-called professionals because they know how to do this. They know how to play the spin game. The people that we elect really aren't doing their jobs the way they need to on the hard issues. And so we're in this situation, and we can't continue to go down this path because we have to cut. Well, I mean, there's no question. We have got to cut. So let the axe fall. I say let the axe fall. If there is some kind of a weird deal, a Band-Aid, we're going to be in the same situation. You're in the same situation. But who's going to win? Who's going to get the upper hand when all is said and done? Will it be the Republicans? Will it be the president? I've said this many, many times. In the end, it's you and I that lose. If you consider yourself to be part of the middle class, ultimately, with the budget cuts looming too, and is there going to be a government shutdown? We keep talking about strategies economically that are flat and just don't work. So imagine March 1st, you have $85 billion in cuts, and then you have a government shutdown or slowdown or whatever at the tail end of the month of March. It pretty much means it's going to be some rough sledding for certainly a few people. And it's all because the people who should have done their jobs in the first place just couldn't step to the plate and do them and put us in a place where we have to make crazy cockamamie decisions that we really shouldn't be making. We shouldn't have been in this position. And we're only there because of people that refuse to do what they should have done. And that's the bottom line with this. So when we meet again, we're going to be talking about the sequester just a little bit. And it's the same thing. It's going to actually happen. And now we're going to see the budget sequester takes effect. It hits health programs, childhood vaccination, Meals on Wheels, which a lot of people rely on. I mean, now all of the programs, all the specifics are starting to come out. And it's something that, you know what? We already knew this. We knew this. We knew this. We knew this, didn't we? We did. I have to give a big shout out at the top of the show because I think it's amazing when you're 101 years old when you finish a marathon. How do you do that at 101? What is the secret to this guy finishing a marathon? Faja Singh finished the Hong Kong Marathon, 1 hour, 32 minutes, 28 seconds. That's incredible that he was able to do that. And there were so many other runners in this marathon, like 72,000 others, popular one that they hold. And this was just before he turns 102. So his record wasn't recognized by the Guinness World Records because he doesn't have a birth certificate to prove his age. He has a British passport that shows his date of birth is April 1st, 1911. Oh, 1911. That is just crazy. I couldn't finish a marathon in 1 hour and 32 minutes and 28 seconds. Could you? Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Wayne Daly from Midas Resources, February 27th, 2013. Gold opened at $1,607.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,647.91, a half ounce for $823.96, or a quarter ounce for $411.98. That's $1,647.91, $823.96, and $411.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Time is spinning round and round.
As Secretary of Defense, I will do everything I can to ensure the safety, the well-being, the future of you, your families.
I heat up like a burning flame.
All right, Chuck Hagel, it's on you, brother, promising you're going to keep my family safe. That's the new defense secretary. It is a done deal, as you know. He was officially sworn in. Leon Panetta probably can't get back to San Francisco fast enough. And what a time to have all that switch happen right in the middle of these cuts. Cuts, though, that we knew were happening that are taking effect on Friday. The Defense Department does have one thing, one of the Navy's premier warships, the aircraft carrier, the Harry S. Truman, the USS Harry S. Truman, is in Norfolk, Virginia. Its tour of duty is delayed because of the axe. I'm going to give you a rundown of a couple things, and then I'm going to tell you, in case you've missed it, I've expressed it many times, what I think about it. And here's the deal. The Defense Department, besides the Harry S. Truman, and that's 5,000 people on that, the crew, they were supposed to leave for the Persian Gulf on February 8th with the guided missile cruiser, the USS Gettysburg. That's not happening. The Department of Homeland Security says that hundreds of illegals have been freed from jail across the country. The White House is disputing that they told them to do it, and there's some confusion as to which people were released. That certainly they were the more appropriate kinds of illegals that were released, which sounds ridiculous, because they had no time to go through the records of all these people. So other things, the hospital side, healthcare-wise, hospitals, doctors, and other medical care providers are going to get a 2% cut in government reimbursements once the cutback kicks in. Medicare will reimburse them 98 cents. That makes sense, right, on the dollar? So here's the deal, though. There's not a lot of complaint about that. Automatic cuts that take effect Friday would reduce Medicare spending by about $100 billion over a decade. The Prez had put on the table $400 billion in health care cuts, mainly for Medicare, and then it ended up being less than that. Transportation-wise, what Ray LaHood, the transportation secretary, is saying, that flights to cities like New York, Chicago, and San Francisco might have delays of up to 90 minutes during peak hours because fewer controllers will be on duty. Furloughs of controllers won't kick in until April, though, because the FAA has to give its employees advance notice. So they're going to eliminate midnight shifts for air traffic controllers at 60 airport towers. Great. Didn't we have a problem with this before? And they're going to close 100 control towers at smaller airports and reduce the preventive maintenance of some of the equipment. Oh, that sounds nice, huh? Federal workers, more than half of the nation's 2.1 million government workers may be required to take furloughs if agencies are forced to trim budgets. At the Pentagon, this is what they keep talking about, 800,000 civilian workers would be off for 22 days each. That would be spread out over 5 months, so they would lose 20% of their pay over that time period. Education, 70,000 students enrolled in Head Start would be cut from the program. 14,000 teachers would lose their jobs. For students with special needs, the cuts would eliminate 7,200 teachers and aides. Up to 29 million student loan borrowers and some lenders may have to lay off staff or even close, they're saying. If you're going to go to a national park, visiting hours at, did you know we have 398 national parks, would be cut and would be blocked off to the public. Thousands of seasonal workers looking for jobs wouldn't be hired, and they say they would say to visitors, you're going to encounter fewer rangers, locked restrooms, and trash cans emptied less frequently. Oh, that sounds so sanitary. So it makes me want to get on a plane, go to Chicago, have to wait, and then go outside of the city and go to one of the national parks there. But here's the bottom line, all in all. It does sound gloomy, some of it, doesn't it? The bottom line is we have been drunk on debt for so long. There has to be cut somewhere. $85 billion. And it didn't have to come down this way. It could have been tweaked a little bit differently, but that would have taken a lot of man hours and thought. And the super committee just couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. So once they couldn't do it, it went into this sequester form and then was ignored because there were, after all, elections to be won. Then the elections are over. Woohoo! And it's the holidays, and here we go. And we knew this was happening. So if we don't do it this way, when will the spending cuts take place? I fear never. We'll just keep pushing it off, until my nightmare is realized and I come on the air and I remember this day and I've written it down now in a book and I tell you that the debt, our national debt, we're living on credit cards, we're paying on the interest, not the principal, is at $20 trillion. Then we're done. We're already toast because we need to start just clipping that off. And the reason you need to clip it off is because you don't know what's down the road. So because we allowed ourselves to believe in the fairy tales and that unicorns fly, this is why, as a country, we find ourselves sitting here talking about sequesters and maybe a government shutdown at the end of the month. However, there is a big meeting that I was telling you about just moments ago at the White House, and I have a feeling they may put off the cuts. It might happen. So the budget cuts might still not click in, might not happen. If it doesn't, then we're going to seep further and further away from this and play that wicked game of musical chairs. Who has a chair? Who doesn't? It's not going to be the people that we think right now. Some of where the cuts or the furloughs or any of that kind of stuff will change. We got to be focused and keep our eye on the ball. Come on, give me a break here. All right, just for fun, because I don't want it to all be doom and gloom, I got to throw this in. I thought this was one of the coolest stories that I happened to come across in reading today. It was in, I call it, the pop culture paper, the USA Today. And this story out of Richburg, South Carolina, researchers are using about 100 giant fans to create the simulation of hurricane force winds in an experiment. It crumpled an ordinary house within minutes, but left a better built house standing at its side. So they're saying that the experiment conducted in the Insurance Center for Building Safety shows that if you have a fortified building materials against materials and methods that are just conventional home building, it could save the house. So there may be a demand for better construction, and that's what some of the insurance companies were looking for. How do we reduce damages and losses from natural disasters? Yeah, good luck with that thing on the house. And the conventional home, by the way, which just collapsed in 96-mile-an-hour winds, is not a surprise. The stronger house cost $5,000 more to build, and it only had cosmetic damage. It sounds good, especially if you're in a hurricane area, but with what's happening in the construction industry, I think it depends on where you live and who you talk to and what you can afford to actually put together. Wouldn't it be nice if that just was the norm? It just kicked in that way. You have to remember houses and how old houses are, and people wanting to tear down a house to rebuild one is very, very unlikely in some situations. So a lot of times when these hurricanes come through, houses are 40, 50, or who knows how old they are, but they certainly don't have the fortified materials that they're talking about there. It'd be great if people got the fortified stuff. If I were in a hurricane area and I were having a house built, I would do it. I mean, why not? I don't want the house to crumble around me, and if I know that there's a possibility that I could have a Cat 3 staring me in the face, then I would rather be safe than sorry. And, of course, the insurance companies are saying that they're trying to figure out how to reduce the damages and losses. Sandy really, really put people over the top. And still, when you go through some neighborhoods, you see the remnants of Sandy. It's not gone by any means. They're rebuilding. People are trying to rebuild bits and pieces of their lives, especially Staten Island. Really, really got slammed. Hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road in a different direction.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
around. Bob Woodward, you know, Woodward and Bernstein, taking down Watergate, the whole thing, remember? Bob Woodward, it's interesting, said on CNN, and I was stunned, I was flipping around a little bit on this, that a senior person at the White House, you wouldn't name who it was, warned him in an email that he would regret criticizing the president over the forced cuts, you know, the sequester. So he was on Blitzer's show, Wolf Blitzer's show. What's it called? The Situation Room or something like that? Situation Critical. So he said that the network also invited somebody from the White House to debate him on air. But, of course, the White House isn't going to do that. What Woodward said is, and this is a guy who is pretty supportive, I think, of the administration, right? So he's not some hardcore conservative writer by any stretch of the imagination. And he said, I think it makes me very uncomfortable to have the White House telling reporters you're going to regret doing something you believe in. And he said that I think they're confused. He was even on Morning Joe, and he just ripped into Obama. He said, you know, this is this crazy feud. He doesn't understand. You know, he's a veteran journalist, obviously. He said Obama was showing a kind of madness he hadn't seen in a long time for a decision not to deploy an aircraft carrier to the Persian Gulf because of budget concerns and then, you know, some other things. And it's interesting. Everybody always wants to talk about Ronald Reagan and compare Reagan years and who's Reagan-esque and all that kind of stuff. But Woodward had a point. He said, can you imagine Ronald Reagan sitting there and saying, oh, by the way, I can't do this because of some kind of budget document, or Bush saying, you know, I'm not going to invade Iraq because I can't get the aircraft carriers I need, or even Bill Clinton saying, you know, I'm not going to attack Saddam Hussein's intelligence headquarters because of some budget document. So what happened was Woodward called out Obama for what he said was moving the goalpost on the sequester by requesting that revenue be part of a deal to avert it. You know, again, the tax, the tax, the tax. So here's the thing. The White House can't take the criticism. So Woodward, is he the bad boy in this situation? Or is it the so-called White House senior official? Either way, I love these kinds of stories because even the most liberal person we've had on the air, Ellen Ratner, says, you know, they talk about transparency at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but they are anything but transparent. So get out of here with the whole transparency thing. It's just not floating anymore. We're going to go through the next 4 years without any transparency. All right, I know this is a bad boys segment, but I'm going to put Shamiqua Holdsclaw in this category. And the reason why is because she was a star, a stud. She could hang with the bad boys and the good boys on the court. She's a former WNBA player and Olympic gold medalist. Now she's being indicted. Do you believe this? For a shooting in Atlanta that happened back in November. A six-count indictment is what's hanging over her head. Aggravated assault, criminal damage, possession of a firearm, This is what happened. She was arrested after an argument with a Tulsa Shock player, a Jennifer Lacey, who told the cops she was Holdsclaw's ex-girlfriend. The two were Atlanta teammates in 2009. So Holdsclaw broke the windows to Lacey's car and shot at it in November. She did the court appearance thing. She's in trouble. And there is a joke in here. I'm just not going to go there. Okay, I'm just not going to go there. I mean, this woman was an incredible star. If you think about the Olympic teams that she played on, won the gold medal in the 2000 games. She had crazy amounts of points at Tennessee, over 3,000. And, you know, was an amazing athlete. Does turn out, however, that she's got a wild fight with clinical depression. She tried to commit suicide during her pro career. So there are some things in her background, and obviously she has an anger deal happening here, and that's probably part of the reason why. But we had to put her in this category. It was just too crazy with the blowing out the windows and the fight and all that other sort of stuff. Here's another one for you. NASCAR does not tolerate bad boys. They really close ranks when somebody swears, does something that, you know, is obscene in any way, they will shut it down. So, in the spirit of shutting things down and being transparent, NASCAR suspended Nationwide Series driver Jeremy Clements for violating the sanctioning body's code of conduct. I mean, they really do. They enforce it more than any other sport, I think. They announced the suspension on Wednesday. They say it's indefinite. NASCAR's senior VP of racing ops, Steve O'Donnell, said Clements made an intolerable and insensitive remark during the course of an interview. So now, of course, we want to know what was the insensitive remark. And nobody will say what it was. He said he apologized and regrets what he said to the NASCAR writer. He apologizes to NASCAR, to his sponsors, to his mama, to his fans, to his team, to everybody. He says NASCAR has a code of conduct. Sounds like an agent crafted this part, that everyone must follow, and I unintentionally violated the code. I will not get into specifics of what I said, but my comment to the writer was in no way meant to be disrespectful or insensitive to anyone or to be detrimental to NASCAR or the NASCAR Nationwide Series. I will do what I need to do in order to atone. That's how you know it's not him. To atone for my error in judgment. Hey, he finished 33rd in the Saturday race at Daytona after he had a dropout with an oil line problem. So he was probably already hot under the collar already. But he should know more than anyone, you cannot do that in NASCAR. Like I said, they won't tolerate it. They just have a low tolerance for anything that smells like controversy. And, of course, there has been. But But any kind of a fracas, other than some of the things that happen between drivers that might make it exciting. But if there's anything to do with flipping someone a bird or swearing at somebody or doing something like that, they are just, that's it. They are done. They're done. They're done. They're suspended, and he may be suspended for a little while here. I don't think they're going to lift that suspension, you know, quite that easily. And here's another one for you that falls into the category of bad boys. And the reason I put this in the category of bad boys, it's a little bit of a stretch here. Did you hear about the stolen sausage costume? Who steals a sausage costume? Again, there are some jokes that I could make here. Guido, the Italian sausage, is back, safe and sound. But what a twisted story. Two people ran into a bar in downtown Wisconsin, Cedarburg, Wisconsin, on Wednesday night and dropped off this costume. The bar confirmed that that's what happened. So two were sprinting out the door. They told the bartender that they didn't see anything. The Italian sausage was stolen on February 16th and spent that night bar hopping in Cedarburg. You know, the costume actually is about $3,000. That's how much it costs. And it was used in a couple of different areas. It was stolen from the Milwaukee Curling Club during the city's Winterfest when it was in a back room. How do you steal a sausage? How do you steal the sausage costume, Guido? So it happened right before 9:30. The cops are searching for the costume and the thief ever since. The Italian sausage couldn't make all those public appearances that Guido was making. It's a very famous mascot, the famous racing sausage, you know, that whole thing. Think of the Milwaukee Brewers and all of that. And so for whatever reason, it was returned. And two men were said to be running into the bar. So at least they didn't run off with the mustard girl. Remember the mustard girl? And the mustard girl was offering 12 bottles of mustard a month to anyone who returned the costume. So I guess all's well. They can't charge the two guys who most likely knew something about it since they returned it. But the Clements Racing Sausages, famous for the Brewers game appearances, are intact. Guido almost was lost, and that would have been terrible for Brew Crew fans if they couldn't see the sausage race, because there's just nothing like the original. And Guido is an original. That's why that costume costs so much. Just gave me a great idea for a Halloween costume. You know, the mustache and the whole chef-looking thing, because that's what Guido looks like. And I know you've seen the sausages. I know you've seen Guido. If ever you've watched any highlights from any of the Milwaukee games where they do those races. So all is not lost. How about that? For that rare thing, that rare appearance in Bad Boys. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to go to the mailbag. Max says, so tired of hearing about looming cuts. Why didn't those morons do something about it? Max, not the only one with thoughts on the sequester. We're going there next.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Two, three. Woo-hoo. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Woo-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. The big black car said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said no, no. You're not the one for me.
All right, each and every show, I always say, if you don't feel like flipping us a call, you can flip us an email. How do you do that? All roads lead directly from the website, americatonight.net. Click on contact and you're in just like that. Let your thoughts flow. And you always do. We get a ton of email, more than I've ever gotten at any of the stations that I've worked at before. So bravo to all of you for deep thinking and then sending me stuff, you know, in the next day or two. I think that's what happens because sometimes the issues catch up with the emails. It's pretty interesting. So with that, I guess it's kind of a promo. We are heading to the mailroom.
You have mail, mistress.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, this one, I already told you about Max complaining about the sequester, tired of listening about the cuts. Here's one from Marie from the Marines who says, you know, Kate, I agree with you on the sequester stuff because at heart I am definitely a rhino, and I think we cannot keep playing this weird game with no end. There is no beginning, middle, or end, I guess, period, when it comes to what ails us economically. And when you look at the $85 billion, it's true that some of my fellow Marines will be cut, because you're talking about the cuts that will probably force my crew and others to cut maybe 200,000 is the number that I heard. And losing all those soldiers drops the strength of our force, of course. And the civilian employees who back up people in the field, the Department of Defense, what happens there is they get hit with pay cut offers. But ultimately, knowing what I know about the money that is pumped into the military machine, which I am a part of, I have to say, I still think, even though we will feel a bit of a crunch, I still think it needs to happen. Because if it doesn't happen now, it'll be that much worse the next time around. What do you say? Well, you know, because you've been listening, you were saying that, I think you have to let it go. It's, you know, the sequestration is just done wrong. It's, of course, it was done wrong. It was done haphazardly. I think, really, honestly, here's the super committee. They can't come to any agreements on what to cut, and here's the tax, and what's the number. So then this sequester is out there. Okay, $85 billion. Really, the big chunk is going to come from the Defense Department's budget, and the other is going to come across the board. We're going to have cuts across the board to different programs in some way. Different departments are going to have to step to the table and figure it out. So it was never laid out. It wasn't laid out. And the scare tactics, unfortunately, the scare tactics are working on a lot of people. The budgets that don't make any sense, the idea of how much it's going to be over 10 years. Just, you know, remember this. The Budget Control Act, remember that, caps a sequester by $1 trillion over 10 years. So when people weren't willing to come to the table and be specific about what they would cut, that's why we ended up with what now has amounted to kind of really eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I was looking at something that Senator Tom Coburn released a couple of years ago. Now, I think it's been reprinted in a couple of places and some articles and stuff. And this was before the Budget Control Act was passed. And talking about, you know, cutting from the defense, how do we do that? And he said, the examples of what he would do would make veterans pay more for health care. He called it TRICARE. He said that he would eliminate one of the 11 aircraft carriers. He said he would shrink the Army by 65,000 soldiers. And he would shut down elementary schools on military bases. And that was just a little bit of what he said. So he's very specific. And there would be people that would be furious, I'm sure, with Coburn back in the day, just a couple of years ago, if that had happened. But, you know, listen, I'm agreeing that it has to happen. That's the bottom line. It's just a tiny, tiny cut to the total federal spending. But overall, if you're the Marine, you look at the soldiers that are being cut, you look at the civilian population taking a 20% pay cut or being bounced, and it is a lot. And they knew this going in, or Obama knew this, and this was what was agreed upon. So why is this so shocking to everybody? All right, I spent too much time going on and on about that email. So quickly, I promise I'm going to rifle off a few more. Here's Larry in Illinois who says, wow, I read the wildest thing. Kate Delaney, I know you could appreciate this. Do you realize that for all the things and crap and hype that we're told about and all the positive messages we're supposed to receive, and when you go and see the amount of people that are profiting off of self-help books telling you to change your brain, your way of thinking, all that kind of stuff, it turns out that pessimists live longer. The American Psychologist Association put out some research that they did. I won't bore you with all the details, but basically in the research, they show after their studies of several hundred people that being pessimistic actually led to longer lives. And they did 40,000 across the board in 10 years overall. and found that people that were overly optimistic had a greater risk of disability or death within 10 years. Well, thanks for that. That was uplifting. So, should we be grumpy? Would it be better to be grumpy? My brother then has a very good chance of living a lot longer. Maybe it's because you focus too much on being happy. Are you forcing yourself to be happy? It's not a natural thing. I don't know. Here's one from Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, I just wanted to give you the heads up. You're always talking about Mother Nature and things that are happening around the country. Did you happen to see that there was an earthquake in Oklahoma? I don't think it was very high on the Richter scale, but enough to probably rattle some people from what I saw on Fox. Yeah, it was like 4.0, and it happened in the afternoon, just a few seconds, and there were a couple of aftershocks, too, and, you know, the bottom line is people were talking about feeling it. They could feel, like, the vibration of it if they were sitting down in an office. That's some of the stuff that I saw, or, you know, at home, and they happened to be in the right area near the epicenter, was in a neighborhood, actually. So some could feel it more than others, about 11 miles east of Oklahoma City. Yeah, anytime there's an earthquake, it's not probably a good thing when you feel it. It's a very weird sensation. When I lived in California, there was one of the earthquakes happened, and I was pretty far from the epicenter, but you felt it. And the people were mostly Californians in the television newsroom that I worked at. So immediately, boom, someone says earthquake, and people are kind of ducking a little bit. But it rolled. It was like a rolling feeling. Then, poof, it was gone. And they knew immediately. I had no idea, but they knew immediately what it was. So this one, just a baby one, thank goodness. You know, in California, since I brought it up, they're always waiting for the big one to happen. Just assuming. Goes along with the whole pessimist thing, I guess. So that you could live longer in California if you were a pessimist. That eventually one day there's going to be a giant earthquake, either in Northern California or Southern California, and it's going to swallow a whole bunch of people up.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.